shutters down, deserted streets, and large contingent of security forces patrolling the streets. 20 years after a heart-wrenching tragedy struck this apple town in North Kashmir, the wounds have not healed yet, and memories are still fresh. Complete shutdown was observed in northern town of Sopore in Indian-administered Kashmir to mark the 20th anniversary of Sopore massacre, in which 55 Kashmiri civilians were allegedly killed by the Indian security forces on January 6, 1993. On that fateful day, according to eyewitnesses, Indian security forces opened indiscriminate fire on unarmed civilians after a security personnel was killed in an ambush by militants. A total number of 55 civilians were killed and many more were injured. The families of victims are still waiting for justice, as the judicial inquiry ordered by state government never conducted any probe and perpetrators were never prosecuted. The memories of that tragedy still haunt the people in this town.
It's hard to forget the horrific incident. 5 members of our family were killed by security forces. Government promised us that guilties will be punished, but no one has been punished so far.
Authorities claim the high civilian casualty resulted due to the intense gun battle between militants and security forces. However, witnesses claim that security forces resorted to unprovoked fire on the civilians and set ablaze number of residential houses, shops and vehicles.
Security forces opened indiscriminate fire on civilians in supermarket and set alight shops and houses. Some shopkeepers were burned to death.
Human rights groups have been demanding independent and impartial probe into the incident. They say the authorities are trying to hush up the case to avoid the embarrassment for security forces involved in it.
We filed a petition in state-run Human Rights Commission, but the government has maintained criminal silence. Now we demand an independent investigation by human rights activists and state-run Human Rights Commission so that the culprits are identified and prosecuted.
Kashmir's human rights activists accuse Indian government of failing to prosecute security forces involved in human rights violations in Kashmir. A rights group recently released a report documenting more than 200 cases and naming 500 Indian security men involved in crimes including enforced disappearance, killing, rape and torture, who were let off. However, Indian government says it's prosecuting the security forces involved in human rights violations. The government has called for zero tolerance regarding human rights abuses in this region.
Life has come to a grinding halt in North Kashmir. The area is witnessing complete shutdown as people are commemorating the death of 55 Kashmiri civilians by Indian forces 20 years ago. The incident is known as one of the worst massacres in the history of this disputed region, with its legacy haunting the locals. Said Ali Safi, Press TV, from northern town of Sopore in Indian-administered Kashmir.